support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Hello, today is the 17th day of February, and on your WSIU Almanac, in 1867, on this day, the first ship went through the Suez Canal. In Anna, some good news from the Stinson Public Library in Anna. The library was recently recognized as being one of the top 20 libraries in the country. The honor came from a national organization that gathers information about interesting places from across the U.S. And now, since it's Friday, here with our astronomy feature is Cheryl Ernst with the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois.
The planets have changed positions relatively little from last month. Glittering Venus still dominates the western sky at nightfall, where it remains all month. Mars shines more dimly to Venus's upper left, an orange ember in contrast to the brilliant white fire of Venus. Mars and Venus are both creeping eastward in the sky, but Mars seems to move faster this February. The gap between Venus and Mars will grow throughout the month, even as Mars grows slightly dimmer. Mars skirted just past Neptune in January, and on February 26th, it does so with Uranus as well, to find the elusive seventh planet. Uranus will be the brightest star-like object near Mars in your binoculars, and may possibly show a very faint trace of its bluish-green color. The waning crescent moon flits past Saturn on the mornings of February 20th and 21st, making it easier to find the planet among the stars of the rising summer constellations.
And that's the Friday, February 17th edition of the WSIU Almanac. Have a good Friday and enjoy the weekend. It's Friday, February the 17th, and on today's WSIU Almanac, in the world of late night television, 3 years ago today, Jimmy Fallon replaced Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. And 70 years ago, The Voice of America began broadcasting to the countries in the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics. Locally, tomorrow, the Pope and Hardin County U of I Extension Service is offering a free gardening workshop running from 9:30 in the morning until 11:30 at the Dixon Springs Ag Center. For more information about the informational community event, get in touch with Kim Bainbridge, 618-695-6060. The Sustainability Office at SIU Carbondale is currently accepting proposals for the newest funding cycle of Green Funds Awards at SIU Carbondale. The Green Fund Award recipients will be announced on April the 21st. These awards have supported over 150 sustainability projects on the SIU campus, and March 1st is the deadline for proposals. For more information, contact Jory Kurtzall, Sustainability Coordinator, at 453-2846. This is the year that Caritas Family Solutions is celebrating 70 years as a Southern Illinois social service agency. And to learn more about this organization, they have an office in Carterville that you can call 618-985-2000. Or call the office in Mount Vernon, 618-244-0344. And that's the February 17th WSIU Almanac. Have a great weekend.